Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have pianist Robert Flights and beautiful soprano here in Sitka, Rhiannon Gavon, here to talk about an upcoming performance, It Takes Two, this Saturday. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Rhiannon, we've seen your face and heard your lovely voice all around Sitka with your work with community theater and some of your other performances. And, Robert, it's been a minute since we've seen you. You've been coming to Sitka for a number of years now, and now coming in from Latvia for this performance.
Yes. I've been coming to Sitka for... I think about 8 years. My first time here was in 2015. So unfortunately, it's been a couple of years now since I've been here, since I moved to Europe. But I'm really excited to be back.
So how long has this recital for the two of you been in the works? I can't just not exactly like a drop of a hat where you're like, hey, this will be fun. And you're like, no worries, I'll just hop over from Latvia. It takes a little bit of planning.
Well, I'd say it's been a dream in Robert in my head for many years. Robert and I have been good friends for years. And we've talked for a long time about, doing a recital where we, collaborate together.
The two of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or it takes and the two of us.
It takes the two of us. And we started talking in the last time I was in New York, I think.
So that was like maybe a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And kind of, I think maybe in August of last 2022, we kind of started talking about actually figuring out a date and the logistics of actually making it happen.
And now it's here this coming Saturday at the Performing Arts Center. You'll be playing a number of different pieces. Can you give us a kind of a rundown of what's the feel for the music you're going to be showing here to Sitka?
Yeah, so it's a really, as I think goes along with me and Rhiannon's personalities, it's a lot of variety and really all over the place. We're doing a combination of opera arias and musical theater pieces, as well as a couple of solo piano pieces. But most of the recital is kind of half opera, half musical theater, and just a lot of pieces that we chose because we love them and because we wanted to perform them together and... because we wanted to share them with all of you.
Awesome. So we have with musical theater, I feel like that's usually something a little more recognizable for most folks than arias from operas. Though it's a nice way to like sneak them into like, you don't know you like opera, but you do. Let me show you if you sneak it in with musical theater. Are there going to be some pieces that, you know, folks would recognize and might be able to like hum along to?
Definitely. I will say that in terms of opera arias, we're kind of doing more of like the greatest hits rather than like the deep cuts.
Okay.
So even for those, I think that people will be more likely to recognize them than not. So, for example, you know, we're doing Ach ich fühl's from Magic Flute, which is like one of the more famous arias. And then for the musical theater, we're doing some Rodgers and Hammerstein. So folks might recognize like Mr. Snow from Carousel. And then we're doing If I Were a Bell from Guys and Dolls. And then Robert and I will be doing a little duet from Into the Woods, It Takes Two, which is the title of the recital.
Yeah.
So those are just a few examples of what will be on the program.
And that'll be, I imagine, a nice change of pace for you, Robert, to not only get to perform with piano, but your voice as well. Is this something you do typically, of able to join in vocally as well?
I love to also perform as a singer when I get the opportunity, but it's not something I get to do very often. Mm-hmm. So for that reason, I'm really especially excited for that aspect of this concert. And of course, it's just an honor for me, a lowly pianist, to get to sing alongside Rhiannon. So for that, I'm very, very excited.
Oh, wonderful.
He's a fantastic singer.
Excellent. Well, and we get to hear your voice, and that'll be exciting to hear. For some of these pieces, are there, I mean, beyond being able to try something a little bit different, like joining in vocally, are there any particular pieces that you're really excited to share with Sitka, either for because you think Sitkins will like it or because it's been, you know, a personal piece of importance to you?
I will be doing an aria from Lucia di Lammermoor, which is an opera from by Donizetti. And it's my favorite opera. And I have been like dreaming of getting to sing an aria from it since college. But my voice was not at the point of maturity where that was, okay. And then finally, my voice teacher recently was like, it's time. And I was like, yes. And so I've been working on it. And so it's both very exciting and slightly terrifying. Mm. And by slightly, I mean extremely terrifying. I'm very excited to be sharing that piece because it's been a dream of mine for 10 plus years.
Yeah, it's like cue the montage of like the dream, the build up, the will I this year? No, not yet. Finally, you're ready.
Yes, exactly.
The emotional experience leading up to this is wonderful.
Yeah, I have a cat named Lucia, so you can you can tell that this has been like, leading up to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amazing. Robert, how about you, either as a, a solo piano piece or a duet? What are there any pieces that you're excited to share with Sitka?
Yeah, well, as I was saying, I'm really excited for all the pieces where we get to sing together, Rhiannon and I, because that's something a little bit different. But I also chose one piece that I'm going to play solo, which is a piece by a Latvian composer called Iman Semzaris, and it's from the 1970s. And it's a really, really weird and beautiful piece that a lot of people, that absolutely nobody would ever have heard, mm-hmm. probably. but it's, I've been playing it around a few different places and people really fall in love with it. And it's always exciting for me because I feel like my life is in all these disparate places around the world. Mm-hmm. Anytime I get a chance to kind of make these little connections, right. Then it's very special for me.
And it's exciting for, enjoyable as it is to hear something that you're familiar with and to have kind of the enjoyment of the current performance and the nostalgia of the memories it brings up, to hear something that is completely new to you is always really exciting because it's a ride. You don't know where the next turn will take you, and how exciting that you'll be able to share something from your now home in Latvia and be able to, like you said, bring those connections together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, we are, just about out of time. So your performance, It Takes Two, your recital this Saturday at the Performing Arts Center at 7 p.m. Tickets will be at fineartscamp.org and available at the door. For folks planning their evenings, about how long will be your recital be on Saturday?
It'll be probably just over an hour with no intermission. So it'll be a zippy little evening, and then you can continue on with your other plans for the night.
Wonderful. So it'll set a classy tone for the rest of your Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Well, Robert Flight's pianist and Rhiannon Gavon soprano, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and we'll be seeing you on stage this Saturday.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.